Hello everyone, so in this lesson we will take a look at how you control access to your membership site courses, module and lessons. So we'll go through a couple of different methods, how you can give access to a course via product purchase, could be also a list sign up, through a trigger or via an automation. So let's go ahead and dive into it. The first thing that you want to look at is go to your membership site under content and go inside your membership site, and from here you want to head into configure, and here under site URL is the first thing where you can control if your site is publicly available to anyone without login or access control. As per default, all membership sites are closed, meaning that you would need to have a login or access control to have access to that membership site or any content inside. If you want a membership site to be publicly available, you would need to go in again under configure and enable the setting that allows any contact to get into the membership site without a login. The next thing that you want to look at is any of your courses living inside a membership site. So for all of these, you can see that they are currently set to dripped, meaning that they are currently locked. If you go into the course itself and the course settings, you can see this reflected under the point here, access. So you can see the published date here, you have four different categories, draft, meaning that you as an admin can access and see this course, but nobody else. If it's set to published, then it's available to anyone who has access to the membership site that it's placed on. If it's set to dripped, it's locked in Simplero, meaning that you would need permission or access to get into that course. Schedule means that you can schedule it to be published at any point. So you can choose the date and time for where you want this to be published. Now, if we have a closed membership site, you have to remember that anything inside, you can also go back and look at the courses here, anything inside that membership site that isn't set to dripped is in theory something that the member or the contact would have access to unless it's specifically set to dripped, meaning that it's locked. So in the case where a member has access to the membership site, whether it's closed and needs logged in, or if it's open and available to everyone, you have to consider the courses inside, if they should be dripped, meaning that they should be locked, or if they should be open, meaning that they are published, meaning that they are open to the contact that has access to the site. The most common way to connect or control access to your course is that you create a product for that course. So let's say that you have a product here, then you want to head into content, and under content you're able to choose what to give access to, so meaning that which membership site and which courses inside. So in this case, when you want to sell this 4-week crash course, first you want to give the contact access to the membership site, because as you can see here, it's closed, it's locked. And here under courses, you would choose which of the courses or all of them that this product should give access to. So you would put in your check marks to those courses that you want to connect the product with. And again, you can see here the status is that it's set to dripped, meaning that it's locked, and meaning that you would explicitly need to give access to the contact through product, content, the membership site, and the courses. Note that when you choose the options here, you would see under content settings a new feature appearing. So you can see here when you click off any of this content, you would see this feature appearing, which means that we will email all the participants about how to access their course. So they would get an email with their account content, their username and their password, and links to any content. If you don't want this email to go out, you can click to enable that we don't send out this email. However, we recommend that you send out this email. Otherwise, you would need to handle it some other way. So this is a common way to give access to a course. First, you would log it in the course access setting as showed previously, and then you would go into the membership site. You would go into the product content and give access to the membership site and the courses. Another way to give access to course material is heading into marketing and automations. From inside an automation, you would be able to grant access to any course material by adding a step. And here you have the option of the step, do this. You can give access to a site. You can revoke access to a site again. Or under courses, you can give access to a course or revoke access to a course. You can also do it for a specific module. You can give and revoke access in an automation to a module, as well as with a course lesson in itself. The options would only appear if you have set the course, the module, or the lesson to dripped. If they are not set to dripped, you will not have the option of giving them access to that content through the automation. So first you will need to do that. When choosing give access to the course, you would see the list of your courses that you have set to dripped here and can give access to them. So a last option would also be that you can do it from a list. So that would be the same as a product. You would go into your list, and when somebody subscribes to the list, you would be able to, under content, to release access to the membership site and the courses within. That's also an option. You can also use triggers. So for example, if you want to, you can add a trigger to a site, to a list. When their subscription becomes activated, you can also give them access to something specific. Could be a course, could be a course module, could be a course lesson. So those are some of the typical ways that you can give access to your course.